latest story we have, Hal, is that, well, it seems like there is a new demographic that is really getting into experimenting with marijuana.
No kidding.
A brand new demographic. And, of course, when we talk about marijuana, we go to the host of Weed and Whiskey TV, Jerry J-Man Joyner. Are you ready for Jerry?
Go, Jerry.
J-Man, are you surprised that people over 65 are the number one demographic of people using marijuana nowadays?
Well, you know, I'm almost to that. I'm not surprised. I'm almost to that. I'm 63, almost 64 years old. And the increased use, I think, is because of two reasons. One, the acceptance of cannabis or marijuana-based products, along with the ease of availability of these products, is the main reason that people are starting to do this. And people were like me for so long, I didn't want anybody to know. And now it's become acceptable. I'm willing to tell people. So I think that's also why we're seeing that huge increase.
You know, when I saw the numbers and the demographics, I was kind of taken aback that people were surprised by this because, you know, there is a generation of older adults now, the baby boomers, who started this back in the 1960s and 70s.
Yeah, there's studies that show about 50% of Americans now admit to have using cannabis at some time. So we do see a lot of people that back in the 70s, the 80s, they experimented a little bit, but it wasn't their thing. Interesting, though, I think there's a lot of surveys and studies that are showing us that never have used people. Folks, my mother, for example, 85 years old, never used cannabis, okay? Anti-drug person. She will rub a THC cream on her foot when it's hurting in a heartbeat. Now, she doesn't get high from that. So does that count as seniors using more? Everybody thinks it's granny sitting in a rocker with a bong. So many of them are taking like these Buck-A-Buzz gummies that are low cost and they're easy to obtain at a convenience store. I've got a 72-year-old friend. She likes to take a half one of those before she goes works in her garden because she feels relaxed and she won't pull a muscle in her back.
Well, you know, definitely marijuana is becoming more popular. There are more states that are legalizing it. However, I've been reading stories that a lot of states are kind of screwing it up because they're taxing it back into the Stone Age, and people are saying, forget that, I'll just grow my own.
Well, that's one of the beauties in many states now. You can have six or seven plants. I got into sales at an early age because I didn't have a green thumb. If I wanted some cannabis, I was going to have to buy it, right? I couldn't grow it. But, you know, 38 states, medicinally, it's available to adults or young people if it's been prescribed by a physician even, like for epilepsy. A lot of research, a lot of good results from the medicine aspect of this plant. But I got to tell you, here's the emerging market that people may not be aware of. It's in the beverage. Okay, people are drinking weed.
What kind of drinks are we talking about?
Okay, they're called THC low-dose sessionable seltzers. And they're going to be in the convenience stores, you know, the reach-in cooler that we normally go to get our beer or we go to get our sodas. In the next few months, we're going to see these everywhere here in Texas. There's a company called Lark. The guy that was one of the head dudes at Dr. Pepper's behind this one. There's Cycling Frog is another one that these are low dose THC. So you would test positive on a drug test. You would get a little buzz just like you would drinking a beer, but they have very little or no calories. So you got no hangover to worry about. You get that little buzz. You can have a couple with a friend and not worry about it. I think that this is a huge category that the older adults are participating in, as much as they are the gummies.
This is Jerry J-Man Joyner, host of Weed and Whiskey TV. Jerry, thanks for coming on, man. I appreciate it.
You got it. Anytime.